Welcome to the Connect with County Leaders podcast with your host, Brian Hill, County Executive of Fairfax County, Virginia. Connect with County Leaders gives listeners a chance to hear County Executive Hill discussing the county's priorities, opportunities, and issues with leaders from around the county.
Hello and welcome to Connect with County Leaders. I'm Brian Hill. On this edition of my podcast, of our podcast, it is my pleasure to welcome Vanessa Blair-Lewis, coach of the George Mason University women's basketball team. Coach, how you doing?
I'm great. Thank you for having me back again.
You know what? You always are smiling, except when you're coaching.
Oh, I know.
I mean, the last game I was at, you were yelling and screaming at somebody, and I pointed at you. You were like, oh, wow, you're here.
Yeah.
So, again, how's the season going so far?
It's going as expected. You know, we decided after last year's run that we didn't want to go into conference play 11-1. You know, like we didn't want to just beat up on teams and get there and have, you know, the sense that we were where we weren't. And after last year, we have 8 newcomers on the team. So we want to find out who we are before the games that really, really matter. And so we scheduled a conference slate, non-conference slate, where every team but 2 went to the tournament last year. Like, so imagine that. 8 newcomers, yeah. Every team went to the tournament except for 2. And so we've been battle tested. And so I'm happy to be where we are right now at 6-5 because I know more about our team than I would if we were 11-1.
Wow. You know, when you look at last year's team and you look at this year's team, it's, in my view, it's all about you and what you accomplished in the DMV and what you bring into the DMV. You got family roots here, deep family roots here. Basketball is just basically something that is setting the stage for your career. So tell us a little bit about your early life here in the DMV. And I like to, I really want to call it the VMD, but everybody calls it, I'm a Virginia guy now. No. I used to be in Maryland, but it's all good.
Okay.
Tell us what's setting the stage now.
Well, you can use any initial first. We'll take it, right? But growing up in the DMV, grew up in Mitchellville, Maryland. I was coached by my dad at Largo High School, where he coached for 20 years. He actually wasn't a teacher in the school system. He became an emergency coach because nobody wanted to coach the women's girls basketball team. Imagine that, yeah. Right? 20 years ago, nobody wanted to coach girls basketball. And here we are, the fastest growing segment in the world today. But I digress. He took over a team, and I was a sophomore on that team, and we weren't really good, you know, and he made us into champions. And so I started there at Largo High School. I was able to receive several college scholarships. I attended Mount St. Mary's, stayed home, stayed at the DMV. And then I went overseas and played professionally in Sweden. And upon my return, I came back to coach with my dad for a couple of years, and then I got into college coaching. So I'll tell you this, the last time I was here, everybody says, oh, how did you know you wanted to be a coach? I never wanted to be a coach. This was my dad. And I was just like, no, I want to be a prosecuting attorney. So that scowl that you saw game day when you were there, that's me practicing my prosecuting attorney against the referee. So
you know some good litigation skills.
I did.
You know, when the referee went to put the whistle up, you stopped.
I challenged him, and we won that challenge.
But, you know, in 2025, you led George Mason to their first ever Atlantic 10 championship. It was a historic ride to the tournament berth. What did that mean to you personally, as well as how will it affect the Patriots moving forward? Because I know one thing. When you go to the A-10 tournament and win it, and then you go to the NCAA and play in a game, at least play in a game, now you have some press to take to another young lady, come to George Mason because this is what we do.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Just to go back to your first question, 4 years ago when we took over the program, they hadn't won a game. And so when I interviewed for the job, a lot of my colleagues were saying, Vanessa, why would you do that? What you're winning championships down here in Florida. Like, why would you go? And that's back to your question because I believe in the DMV. I believe the DMV has the best talent in the country, and I will stand by that. Mm-hmm. You look at a lot of teams on the men's side and the women's side, a lot of the talent comes out of here, right? We have some great basketball. And so I knew that we could change the culture and we could recruit to the DMV, that we could be champions. And so that's where the mantra, believe big, came in. And so that's what we set the stage with our team was, we want to believe bigger than what is seen right now, because faith is the evidence of believing something that's not there.
Right.
And so there was nothing really to believe in. So people thought I was crazy. I hung a banner in our practice facility that says future A-10 champions.
Nice.
And one of my bosses said, you know, that costs a lot, right? Like, why don't you just wait till you win it? And I said, no, because sometimes you have to see it before you can be it. And so now we can cross our future.
So now the question I have for you is, with that banner, the future banner, where's that at?
Oh, it's staying up there. We're just going to put a line through it. Because you know what? You sometimes have to look back to see where you've been to know that you can keep going. And so the next banner we want to hang is future national champion.
Oh, I'm with that. I mean, I can't wait to see you hoist that trophy up in the air, because what you've collectively done to our community is bring success. But I need the community to be there, because it is a financial concern. So, you know, what are we doing to help bring women's basketball to Northern Virginia? So, you know, Coach Skin says it's Northern Virginia's team.
Yep.
And that's great. What can we do collectively to bring more people to the games? And what do we need to do with this new era of financial NIL situation?
Well, it's definitely a new era, a new landscape. But I think it poses its challenges, but it also, there are so many great possibilities right now. And I say that with all clarity of mind to say, we want to redefine what's possible at the mid-major level. We want to be Northern Virginia's team. Why not? Northern Virginia resembles strength, resilience, ambition. We want to be a part of that community. But we also want the community to know that, like, the landscape has changed, right? But I think it's a great change. The challenge is, right, that now these players are getting paid. And I think people are like, oh, we're paying for them to buy shoes, to do that. No, for us as women's basketball, we have an opportunity. And as you've seen with the Caitlin Clarks, the Angel Reese's, right, the Asia Wilsons, to change from being consumers to creators. These women are creators now. They are creating shoe lines. Angel Reese walked the runway with, you know, Victoria's Secret. They're giving back. She's a partner with soccer professional women's team. We're changing the mindset, because they're going to have to do this work anyway, Brian.
Yeah.
Right? They're in college to become women, to become a business women, some entrepreneurs, some want to go in the medical field. But right now we have an opportunity while they're with us to connect with the business community that is one of the best in the world, right? To help these young women turn themselves from just consumers to creators.
That's right.
And we want to be a part of that.
That's right.
That landscape for us, when we say we want to redefine what's possible at the mid-major level, it goes just beyond words, because what I believe is, we don't have football, right? And this cap that the NCAA has put on the institutions, we don't have to share with 80 football players. It's so much more doable, right? Because we don't need all of that cap now to be successful,
right?
But we do need the investment, right? And I think immediate investment gives you immediate results.
Well, the landscape on women's sports has changed so much. So I learned how to play basketball from Debbie Comrie. She went to William Patterson College. She's still in the top five in scoring. And this was in the 70s. And I used to go to her games, her high school games, her college games. She played in Hungary. She used to fly to see me play and then leave without saying a word, but left me a note of all the things I did wrong. And I still carry those notes.
Not you.
I still carry those notes because she was my inspiration to be better. She didn't play in an era of NIL.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know how you're dealing with that, but I look at like a Michelle Kang, who is owner of the Washington Spirits, and also, believe it or not, the Leicester team in England, putting a lot of money into women's soccer, but I don't see the same type of push into WNBA, but it's coming because they're about to lock out, which is going to be a cascading effect down. But this NIL, this portal, how do we deal with that?
Yeah. You know, I think when you're in sports the way that we are as a coach, you look at things as an opportunity. it's an opportunity for us. When you think about NIL, for a lot of people, this gets confusing. What's revenue sharing and what's NIL? Mm-hmm. NIL space is player it's relating with businesses, the community, connecting with that, showing a brand. But the revenue sharing is the university, the institution now being able to directly connect revenue-wise with the athlete.
Right.
The portal gives you an opportunity. I just said I have 8 new players, right? 6 freshmen and 2 transfers. It gives you a chance for players and for coaches to decide, hey, is this the right place for me? Because back in the day, you signed a 4-year contract and you stayed there, right?
Yeah.
But now there's just an opportunity to say, hey, you know, maybe I'll be better served here. It gives both sides that freedom.
Yeah.
But it also allows you to build quickly. To your question of, you know, why isn't the investment in women's basketball? I sat in Eagle Bank Arena this summer, and I think you came too. We hosted 2 of the WNBA games. Asia Wilson came in town and Angel Reese, and it was over 10,000 people in that arena. There is an investment. It is the fastest growing segment in the world. These women need these leaders in the community, because when you show up, when Catherine Reed shows up, it says that we matter, our work matters, and that we're building this community together. These women want to be connected to Northern Virginia. This is one of the best places. I want our women to graduate, and I want them to come back to this community and continue building. Yeah. And when we see you in our building, it says that what we do here matters.
Well, you know, I think the last time I saw Catherine Reed, we were at Florida Gulf Coast. Y'all put a little stamping on them a little bit. And she came over to me and she's like, I didn't know you come to a women's basketball games. So I said, I didn't know you came to either.
She's a season ticket holder, front row.
Let me tell you, she told me about that. But, you know, to me, basketball is great. And you are creating different types of initiatives, Champions Challenge, and One Club, and Friends of Women's Basketball. Tell us how that's going to help strengthen the program. I mean, you've glossed over it, but like, let's punch it.
Yeah. All of those initiatives allow you to pour into and invest in women's basketball at George Mason University. What we've done historically last year to take this team, this university, to its first ever NCAA tournament, championships don't repeat themselves. There has to be immediate impact. The Champions Challenge allows you to partner with the champion. We are the champions, to continue to help build a championship culture. Friends of Women's Basketball allows these young women, like we did this summer, take a foreign tour to Spain. It wasn't all about basketball. It was really about these young women, some of them who will never maybe get this opportunity to travel, where basketball can literally take them around the world. And we were able to do clinics with young children to see some of the best architectural designs in the world, right? Spanish architects are known for that. And then basketball greatness. You know, Marvin has done a great job getting out of the community and saying, hey, you want to see good sports. We want you to be a part of our community. Come invest with us. And, you know, our President Washington, who is now Business Leader of the Year Award, I think we speak that same language to the community from George Mason, that we are progressive, we are ambitious,
yeah,
and we want to be Northern Virginia's team.
So you do realize that I'm in a little bit of trouble with your athletic director.
Why? What did you do?
He said, you know, you have Coach Skin on, you got Coach Boy Lewis on, what about me? And I said, well, Coach, unfortunately, as an AD, I have the 2 basketball coaches and I have the president. Yeah, you know.
Oh, yeah, you're in trouble.
Yeah, I'm a little in trouble. But, you know.
But maybe y'all can shoot for it.
Yeah.
I think he still has a good shot.
Well, I want to see it.
Okay.
I want to see it. I mean, I know he did back in the day.
Is that the challenge now? Because I'd love to have the community come out. Let's have a shooting competition.
Let's do that. I don't care. I mean, it could be the NBA 3-pointer. I don't want to do the college 3-pointer.
Okay. Will you shoot with the women's ball?
No.
Oh, what's wrong with the women's ball?
No.
Don't get in more trouble.
I'm going to shoot it with the women's ball against you.
I'm on the show. You're going against Marvin.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You're supposed to support me.
I'll shoot with whatever you tell me
to
shoot with.
Okay. All right. Now you're out of hot water. Let's go. Let's.
I'm always in hot water with you. All right. All jokes aside. So you retained 2 of your top performers.
Yeah.
Kennedy Harris and Zaire Walton.
Mm-hmm.
How big is it for that, for your program? And talk about their leadership. And can you also tell me about the other 11?
Yeah, I can. But it was monumental to keep Ken and Zah. Okay. They are the face of the A-10. They're the face of our program. I think it speaks to them having belief in the culture we built, investing, and loyalty. And like you said, this landscape is different. There's not a lot of that loyalty going around.
Thank you.
But for them to stay as two of the premier players in this conference spoke volumes. It really, really does, because I know you've had Coach Skinner on. He had 11 new players, right?
Yeah.
So the other players on the team are just as impactful, just as important. But when you win a championship and you got to, like I said, they don't repeat themselves, we had a lot of turnover.
Yeah.
You know, so we have two transfers in that are doing exceedingly well. Awa Kimura, she is absolutely phenomenal. And Malia Johnson, transfer from Ball State.
Left-handed,
yep, 6'3". They have had an immediate impact on our program. Both of them inside players, Malia a little inside, outside. But they gave us a lot of stability from some players that we graduated in, Taviana Habib and Nalani Kasia and Paula Suarez. I know she was one of your favorites.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That girl could shoot.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Sorry, that young lady could shoot.
Yep. And then we have six freshmen. And so, yeah, if you can think about, like, how you can turn a ball over in myriad of ways, this first 2 months have been a lot of that. But they have exceeded expectations, and I think they're going to have a tremendous impact when we get to conference.
So when we get to conference, I don't know where we're preseason, where you were slotted. Who is going to be the perennial powers this year?
Yeah, well, we were preseason pick number two behind Richmond. Richmond, who won the regular season last year. They also went to the tournament the last 2 years. They went, last year as a at-large bid, which is great for our conference, right? That shows the strength of what we do in the A-10. We're trying to get more teams in that. And that playing that non-conference slate that we played, we want to go up against those kind of teams so that at the end that we're not just a one-bid league. But outside of Richmond, you have St. Joe's, who's typically has always been a great team. Davidson is doing some great things down in North Carolina. But on any given night, I think you show up on any given night, and it's a good game in the conference. Like, there's really some good talent in A-10.
Well, we have several good coaches. I think we have the best in Northern Virginia. We have the best in the A-10. I think we have one of the best in the country. Just want to let you know that.
I love that.
And President Washington and I discuss contracts a lot. So, you know, whenever you need some help, 1-800-CALL-BRIAN.
I will.
Because I will text them, say, yo, let's take care of this.
Yeah.
All jokes aside, as a leader in our community, someone who is responsible for developing character in the women you coach, and someone who people look to for guidance and support, what does Black History Month mean to you as someone who is currently inspiring our next generation and beyond?
Yeah. Yeah. It's heavy as the crown. And I think that goes for any leader of, you know, any minority sector. Like, you're standing on the shoulders of giants that have come before you. And we literally are doing that every day. And what I said before about the poster that we hung in the arena, sometimes you have to see it to be it. You know, and for these young women, it's dichotomous in nature of what I do. Yes, we're talking about the game of basketball. But for many of them, I'm talking about the game of life.
Okay.
That, you know, sometimes it's not very easy walking in the door and you look like me, a female, you know, African-American. Sometimes it's not as easy. And so what we teach beyond the resilience on the court, we talk about the resilience in life, you know, and there are so many women that have kicked the ceiling down ahead of us, you know, and our job, my job as a community leader is to continue to model leaders that are going to take us to the next level.
Wow.
Our country needs them. But I always look at the women that I coach, and I bring my children around. I have two boys. And they always say, oh, your kids are always there. Yeah, because my players need to know that they are the next champions and leaders for our kids. You know, and so it's a heavy responsibility, but it's worth it because, like I said, it's dichotomous in nature. You're teaching them the game of basketball, but you're really teaching them the game of life.
Yeah, that's deep. That is something that I hope each and every one of your players and anybody you listen to or speak to listens to you, because I'm going to take those words. I'm also going to say this. I'm going to take a 27 and a half basketball and you tell me when I can challenge your AD, and I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna do that as well.
Okay, I will get back to him.
I want to also say that you have worked so instrumentally with our community leaders. You have had a list of business owners who we're connecting with because you are so ingrained with George Mason. You're so invested with George Mason. I don't believe they've ever had a coach that is trying to think outside of the box like you are because of the situation that we're in. So I just want to make sure there's everybody that hears this podcast. You're not just a basketball coach.
No, thank you.
You are a leader in this community. You are a businesswoman, and you're a lawyer as well, because I saw how you chewed out a couple of referees. That was pretty interesting.
Yeah, I kind of live with one too, so
yeah,
I get practice.
Yeah, you got practice, but thank you so much for being on the podcast with us today. And Coach Vanessa Blair Lewis, awesome. Thank you so much. And that will conclude our podcast today with Coach Vanessa Blair Lewis, George Mason University, A-10 champion, NCAA bound yet again. Let's make it 2 years in a row.
Let's do it.
Thank you so much for this time, and congratulations on a great season last year and a better season this year.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Take care.
I'll see you back in the bank.
Take care. That's right.
All right.
All right now.
This has been the Connect with County Leaders podcast with Fairfax County Executive Brian Hill. To listen to other great Fairfax County podcasts, visit fairfaxcounty.gov/podcasts. And for additional audio content, tune in to Fairfax County Government Radio at fairfaxcounty.gov/radio. For more Fairfax County news and event information, visit News Center Online at fairfaxcounty.gov/news. The Connect with County Leaders podcast is produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government.